Good morning. We continue with Chayyadam Mechilcha Shabbos, Klal Tezayin, Lachos Abarer, and we're discussing some cases that Chayyadam did not touch upon, and what are the lachos in those cases. So the next case we want to talk about is what's known as Shituach, which is to spread things out. So even though we said that the idea of Kolabola Yodah, just taking each one randomly, is an act of categorizing them amongst what you want and what you don't want, or setting them into different groups. Let's say I just take the whole thing and I just throw it in such a way that it spreads out. So the pieces, which previously were all in a mumble-jumble taruvas right next to each other, are now distinct and separate from each other. So I've been mevatel the whole taruvas. I have not done any tikkun at all. I have not separated anything into different groups, etc. All I've done is been mevatel the taruvas, which is the prerequisite for the Isser of Breira. So that is mutter. So doing that, a person could do that. A person has cutlery and knives and forks and spoons, which are all mixed up together. If they so wish, and they're good at it, they could take it and throw it. The pieces separate apart, and they're no longer in the state of a tarubas. And a person can then go take what they want, even for non-immediate use, or take what they don't want to put away for later, because there's no act of braver taking place. That's the shituach is mutter. And next thing I want to talk about is going back to the lachos of peeling. So peeling is a fascinating din. The peel is not considered dosh, like we mentioned, because it's part of the kli. It's part of the pre. It's part of the fruit itself. The item itself, it's made to stay there until it's time to be eaten. So it starts out as not a pre, and as you remove it and discard it, it becomes a psalus. So it's originally not a psalus, it's part of the pre. As you remove it, it becomes a psalus. So this is a unique case where it starts out really as one unit, one item, and then it changes. So in that we said that there's a heter, since that's true. If it's done at the time of achila, it's all part of the ma'is achila, it's not considered an act of breira. If it's done earlier, even though you don't have a tarubas of an oichel and a psalus to start with, you just have one item. But since the result is going to be an oichel and a psalus, it's also usur. So that's the concept behind klipa. So when a person does klipa, and he's being karlovit, so is he allowed to do this act of klipa, of taking it off, something which is not a natural klipa for the food? It's something which was added by a person. So Rashi talks about a case of a salami. There's a casing, and you put the meat inside the casing, and then they cure it as such, and it sticks together. So merchants felt that taking the casing off of the salami would go into the heter of kiluf. So we see from merchant understands that it's not necessarily something which is a natural. A natural klipa, but it's something which is added afterwards, is going to be considered like will have the heter of klipa as well. So even though you're taking off the bad from the good, it's going to be mutter as long as it's done for immediate use. Excuse me. That. What about wrappers on candies? So some Zalman looks at the wrappers of the candies as, again, this is the normal derech, how to do it, b'shas achilu, and it's kept there until then, so it's going to have the same heter. What if I want to prepare multiple candies for later usage? Multiple candies for immediate usage. How do you look at that? Do you look at it that this is a ma'is achila already, or this is like, since the reality is that the wrapper and the candy are distinct, they are separate, So even though it has this, we're giving it this artificial status of a klipa, that's when you're using it like a klipa, which means you take, as you're ready to eat, you take it off and you eat it. But over here, you're doing something which is somewhere in the middle. You're preparing it for a large amount for use, even though it's immediate use. There's a group of kids coming in. You want to be able to give each one their candy already unwrapped. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman was concerned this might be considered an act of Breira, however, Rabbi Yashiv is on record that he feels that the heter would apply even in such a situation, that a person can remove multiple candies from their wrappers as long as it's for immediate use. Have a good day.